Right.
So we have no idea how much money they collect.
Right.
We, the public, I mean.
Last hearing, you met Aaron Robinson, my chief deputy. He might want to fill in some of the.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Make sure we're on there. So we believe that our accounting system, our accounting processes within the department, we have some good accounting practices. We don't right now account down to the park unit level. And that's what we're working to provide a system to show those costs at the park unit level. But what we've had in the past and what's been reported on is a reporting problem.
Here's the deal. I'll tell you what
yes,
the deal
sir.
Is, okay? Just so you kind of get the clear picture. You know, a lot of folks in my district, they go down to Copark and the other parks and they put out a lot of cash to keep the parks open. And then the money was discovered, okay? But a lot of them put a lot of money into Copark. And, you know, how much money was it? Over $200,000 of
$279,000.
Personal money that people put up, okay? On the assumption that if they didn't put up that money, the park would be shut down, nobody would be able to use it, and all this acreage. And they were doing it for Copark, okay? So they kind of want to know what you're spending on Copark.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so they want to know how much money you're going to be spending on these parks. And it's not really fair to them to go out and ask them for money and then have an accounting system that doesn't show them where they're spending the money. I mean, it really isn't. I mean, if we can have an accounting system that shows them where we're spending the money, we can say, okay, Copark, here's what the resources we have in the budget now. If we added 100,000 in private funds, we can do the following things. We can add these programs to that park. Okay, that's what my grandson's school does. They have a big fundraiser every year and they raise a lot of money. They try to get the families to raise a lot of money. And then they can say, okay, we're gonna have this program for arts for the kids and do these kinds of things. The same thing applies to the parks, but you gotta have an accounting system, you know, that shows them how much money their parks, how much money the state funds are for the parks. Can't do that. They're just, you know, it's gonna be hard to ask people for money.
Yes, I agree.
Now especially.
This, I mean, something that, you know, I've been at the parks, it'll be 4 months in next week. And I 100% agree with your observation. As I come into it, it is, in fact, hard to believe that for decades we've run the park system without having an accounting system for each individual park unit, and now we've grown to over 280. I can tell you that Copark, it was the very first park. As they came to us with $279,000, we match funded them for $279,000 to increase that to $558,000, if my math is right, and finance will correct me if I'm wrong. And so, and when we do that, as we are giving out those matching funds, we do sit down with each park or foundation that's raised the money, and we look at exactly what, now we look at it, what it costs to keep that park open, whether it's personnel years or whether it's maintenance of facilities or whatever. And I can assure the senator and the people of California that we've just now developed a process by which we can capture all of the park funds. Now, it'll take us a while. We've got 280 parks, individual units. And so we are, in fact, and concurring 100%, that we have to be able to do that so that we can come to you with intelligently derived numbers that says what the requirement is to fund our park system. That hasn't been done in the past, and I absolutely 100% agree with you.
How many people in the finance department and the parks department?
We have about 50 folks in our accounting unit and about 10 in our budgeting unit.
So that's about 4 parks per person?
And we have some administrative folks at the district and sector level.
Oh, you got more people too? Mm-hmm.
We have some administrative folks, but they handle broad administrative duties in the field.
So we can do it.
We can do it, and we will do it.
We can do it.
Yes, absolutely.
We got enough people.
It is one of my priorities.
Okay. Now, the department's proposing the capital budget processing that will create new staffing needs, you know. Do Do you, when you propose a capital project, do you estimate, here's how much the annual operating costs will be for that new capital project? And do you show how the money is going to be obtained for the operating part of the capital project when you make a proposal for a capital project? Like when I'm sitting here, you got a proposal for a capital project.
Right.
And I have no idea if the capital project's going to require another $100,000 in operating expenses mm-hmm. when it's built. Is that your process, or can you...
Go ahead.
How do you tell me what the operating costs are?
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and...
And does it generate revenue? That's the other one.
Brian Dewey with the Department of Finance.
Thank you.
The capital outlay budget change proposal, when it's submitted, does include an estimate of some future operating costs, and we will evaluate that as well as additional revenues that may be generated by those... additional improvements, potentially expanding park usage and attendance, and that will be some of the considerations made.
Yeah.
But I should note that the estimates contained in the capital budget change proposal are not being proposed for funding at this time, and those future costs would be subject to the budget process and evaluation of workload needs, and it's not necessarily going to equate to the future proposal. Though some of those needs may be addressed via redirection of existing resources and potentially just absorbed within the existing operations of the various parks.
Okay. And
so the proposals in front of you today we're not asking for additional funding to operate those parks at this time. That would be addressed at some future date. I should also mention that the two proposals for Angel Island and
right.
for Los Angeles State Historic Park, these have been before the legislature a number of times. They've been appropriated for funding as early as 2006,
yeah.
2007, 2009, and 2010. And each time they go forward as proposals, they include estimates for the future design and construction costs, as well as the estimates for the operational costs. So these have been included in these proposals for a number of years now. And these are the continuing projects, and these will be the final funding amounts for these projects.
Yeah, I want to do all these projects, okay? But I don't want to kind of vote for a bunch of capital projects and then a few months later have a bunch of parks closed, okay? You see what I'm saying? And so that's why I need to have more clarity about your budget process a little bit. It's not quite there yet, you know? You guys
understood.
Need to keep working on it.
Maybe I could defer to Parks to have them explain the merits of these various.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Because these two parks are very active and central parks, so I'll let them discuss the merits of the projects.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead. Talk about them.
He's deferring to
defer to Parks.
To Parks. The first one that we're talking about is Los Angeles State Historical Park,
yeah.
I believe. That's the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. This is right now.
I've been there. It's a great park.
Right. And believe it or not, it is already generating revenues for our park system because as the people have come to that park, they have, the city of Los Angeles is kind of, in one way, underparked. And so that they've had a lot of attendance, but what they've been able to do is have some very profitable concerts within the park, with bring the people to the park. As we move to develop, one of my goals is to bring the people of the cities to the trails that we talked about, which lead to our great outdoor parks as well. Some of this investment in it is to have a centralized display center that can actually, where people can actually visit all 280 of our parks right there so that the city folks can get introduced to the park, so they could have the video and the computer screens available, which would bring the parks to them, pique their curiosity, and then have them go out to our other parks and visit them, whether they're beach parks or mountain parks or desert parks or whatever. So that's part of that capital expenditure, to reach into our cities and make our other parks more relevant to them. And I would say that that park is already generating revenues for the park system, so we need to look at those improvements.
Have you guys got a budget for that park? I can see, here's how much it costs to operate, here's how much revenue.
We do have dollars, or we do have budget, and we can show you what our estimated cost for that park is. And we do track revenue at all of our parks, and we provide a statistical report each year, which identifies the revenue. What we've had trouble tracking is the expenditure at the parks, but that's what we're working on. That's the process that we're going through right now.
It's going to get Senator Nielsen pretty mad if you don't track the expenditures.
And we will, and we have to.
And me too. That's our problem. Okay, sure. So let's keep working on it. You know, we got a job. You know, we'll make things better. Like I said. Right. Department of Finance, what do you have any comments on these?
Yeah, I don't have any additional comments on these.
But you guys don't have a position on them.
Well, we included funding for these projects in the budget. We felt that they were appropriate. These are the continuing projects, and we felt that they're ready for the construction funding design. I believe for both of these projects will be completed at the end of this current year. And they'll be ready to proceed to bid the first part of the budget year. So schedule-wise, they're ready to go. And we believe the policy discussion on these projects moving forward has been already put forth.
All right. Okay, you have any other parts of your presentation? We'll hear from the public now. Any public comment, please? I want to hear... got a little ways to go here, but, you know.
Catherine.
Welcome.
Hi. Catherine Phillips, Sierra Club, California. Thank you for your question, Senator Beal. I think they were right on target. One of the things we're most concerned about is deferred maintenance and proper maintenance and oversight of the wildlands in the park system. Sometimes they get overlooked. But I do want to say that General Jackson and Aaron came into a very bad situation, and we've been talking to them as they've been trying to dig the agency out of it. And we're feeling confident that things are going in the right direction. And our hope is that ultimately they'll get to a place where they've restored public confidence in how the park system is being managed, especially financially managed, and be able to put us in a better position where we can generate more public support and more public support via dollars to maintain our park system the way it is needed to maintain for a growing state where people really value the outdoors. So thank you for this.
I think when we get this all figured out, we're going to really make our voters happy, and then we can move on from there, but we need to kind of do this first, you know.
Right.
And you guys, just let's work together, work with my staff, work with the other legislators. This is gonna be a good result. So we all know it's gonna be a good result. We just have to go through the painful, sometimes, process of getting it done. And the result will be good, though. It'll be a winner. And everybody will be, the future California is gonna be better for it. So let's keep working on it. And, you know, I one thing I noticed, Department of Finance, is the parks budget, the patchwork of funds that funds the park. There doesn't seem any. It's kind of a crazy quilt, if you want to call it that. Do you have any comments on that, about how to make the if it's an important department, how to make it more of a sustainable kind of way of funding the park? We have all these little patches and pieces, and it seems like funds are borrowing from one another, and that kind of environment for funding something is not necessarily a real good thing if you want to have an ongoing regular maintenance operating budget to fund things.
Senator, I agree. There are a multitude of funds that make up the parks budget. Partly that's a result, though, of the decrease in general fund that's been available to go to the park system. And so a lot of that patchwork has been built up as we sought in the past, alternative sources of funding.
Am I right that there's a lot of borrowing, interfund borrowing, and, you know, cash flow management and that sort of stuff? Not necessarily borrowing, I'd call it cash flow trading and borrowing, and, you know,
The department could address that in more detail, but I'm sure that in general cash flow borrowing is a normal part of departmental operations, especially when you have so many sources.
Which creates a confusing accounting pattern.
Yeah, it's a confusing accounting pattern, I would say, but it also makes it difficult to set priorities.
Right.
Because if it's funded for a very specific fund or acquisition or whatever for a very particular thing, then neither my judgment nor anybody else's judgment at Parks can change that if it's legislated or, you know. So it makes some things difficult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any comments on that, the LAO? Do you have any comments on this discussion? I'd like to hear your views.
Leah Moore, LAO. Are we generally concerned? Concur with staff comments on items 2 and 3, looking for additional fund sources would be nice considering the precarious position of funds for state parks operation. And we're still reviewing the 2 capital outlay items, numbers 4 and 5.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, please. Yes.
Thank you. Just one more quick comment. I would just like to state publicly that at the Department of Finance, we've been heartened by the change in the management team at Parks, what the new team has done since they've come in and what they plan to do. And so we look forward to working with them to restore confidence in the park system, but we think we're off to a good start.
Well, I do know what it's like to come into a job where you have budget deficits and problems and things like that. And I appreciate the team in the Parks and Recreation Department. And I know it's going to be painful to go through the process, and it's going to be tough. But right now, I can say this: we're very appreciative of the strong work that you put into this so far. And, you know, General Jackson is a Spartan from San Jose State, famous Spartan, actually a football star at San Jose State, and I know that he knows where the goal line is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, other items, then we can adjourn. Or adjourn. This meeting is adjourned.